Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, now the grumpiest man in America has an issue with people who are gloating online about their cooking techniques or their recipes.
No, I was just thinking about this during the break. Have you ever noticed that those that post and brag the most about their newfangled healthy cooking techniques, whether it's an Instapot, an air fryer, are often obese?
Yes, it's always the fat people.
Nothing worse than a reformed fat person.
But there it's always the case. Have you seen this new tandoori recipe I've got? It's going at 200 calories. The guy standing next to it's 500 pounds.
Shot across my bow, guy.
Well, you can't blame somebody for... It's like, why
they're trying. Like, you just said earlier in the show that you wouldn't listen to a doctor who is fatter than you who's telling you to lose weight, correct? So why would you listen to someone's recipe when they're obese, when they're standing next to their food?
Fat people know how to cook. They know how to live. The rest of us former fat people that live with the anxiety of going back there and the trauma of getting mocked as a child.
That was the issue. That was basically the issue with the Peloton ad, was that the people who were thinking about getting it want to see themselves represented in the television commercial as somebody who's not in great shape. And they didn't like the fact that Grace looked extraordinary.
Right? A Peloton?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, by the way, that ad only gets creepier with every viewing. I've gone to the other side.
No.
That ad, at first it was like, what are we all doing? What's the big deal? Watch it a few more times. Why are they sitting down to watch her year-long video story Instagram journal?
Well, that's her gift to him, to show her gratitude and thanks.
To sit down and watch me for a half an hour?
Because I got so much joy out of the gift that you spent $2,000 on
for
me.
That is the most self-centered, vain, obnoxious nonsense I've ever heard of in my life.
Stop it.
If you're spending $3,000 on a bike... then you're probably somewhat vain. I mean, there was a big thing about the value of the company that came out yesterday because it was valued at $8 billion or whatever, mm-hmm. and analysts decided that its value is really only $1 billion because you can take any bike and essentially turn it into a Peloton for $12. For how much?
$12.
For $12.
$12. So and that report also criticized the company for charging $39.99 a month for the subscription service when you have the Peloton bike, and then only $12.99 for the subscription service on the app if you don't have a Peloton.
Right. So if you already have an exercise bike, or Grace does, then all you have to do is get the subscription service for $12 a month.
Essentially.
And you basically have a Peloton. Mm-hmm.
You just need an attachment for your iPad.
Yeah. Or you can actually just go buy any old exercise bike. And then just put your iPad or your AirBook in front of you and spend nothing because there's tons of free courses on YouTube. Mm. You're welcome, everyone.
But it's not the same as the girl on Instagram that I follow in LA, and she goes to this girl in the UK, and she's amazing.
Right, and when we go and we get the discount version of Jessica Alba for the Black Mirror commercial.
Hello, John.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
What's up, John?
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick point. First of all, love the show. Love the show with Nick on there. But, I mean, no problem. Lately, I mean, you still hear Wiggy and all these delusional fans talking about bring AB back. AB deserves another chance.
Yes.
And realistically, every time I hear that, it makes me want to gather all my products with mercury and throw them right in the trash. I mean, there's a reason we cut this guy in September, and he hasn't come back yet. It's time to give it up. And my question, too, is these people who keep saying bring AB back or Brady needs more help, isn't there a deadline where you can bring someone back where they're eligible for the playoffs? So, like, at this point, it's basically put duct tape on it, and let's see what can happen. I just want to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
A, thank you, John. And B, if you are retired or need to come off like a retired non-football list like Gronk, the deadline would have been December 1st. If you are a free agent who would just, quote, come off the street, you can pretty much do that right up until the playoffs. Look at James Harrison signing in the middle of December back in 2017 when the Patriots were desperate for pass rush help.
Yeah.
But AB can come back today. It's fine.
They haven't even completed the NFL investigation yet, according to Roger Goodell.
Were there not sort of hypothetical investigation coming from Der Commissionheimer, then he could walk right in today, re-sign for whatever he wanted or the minimum.
They don't want him to play. It's the 100th season. They don't want AB to be a part of
what
the
100th
NFL.
Season it's been for them so far. You have AB, you have the bizarre workout for Kaepernick, you have a Spygate 2.0, mm-hmm. you have the insanity with Vontaze Burfict and the guy getting clubbed in the head in the Browns Steelers game.
Miles Garrett. Yeah, and also you have the worst officiating in the history of the league. Still waiting for the apology from Sunday. I'll be there waiting for that FedEx all week. Thanks, Goodell. You jerk.
Well, if the franchise weren't so arrogant and Belichick weren't yelling at reporters, maybe they would get an apology from the league.
Oh, okay, Ken. So you're telling me that the Cowboys can get an apology within an hour after the game for two, quote, bogus tripping calls, but the NFL was so consumed by what they heard was a dude in a Bruins jersey shooting some innocuous sideline B-roll at a Bengals-Browns game that they couldn't bother to say, sorry, we missed three enormous calls that swung the balance of one of the biggest games in the AFC this year.
Yeah,
hogwash.
Like, where is the apology on that?
They're supposed to do it. They're supposed to come out and say, dear Patriots, our officials missed these calls in this game. We need to do better. You have to get the apology. They missed a touchdown. They missed a flagrant DPI. The scoop and score was preemptively whistled dead. The three flagrant calls that missed, that screwed up the game. Sorry.
I mean really, do you really care? I mean, do you really need an apology from the league? Okay, they screwed up. Like, everybody knows they screwed up. You want an apology? It's kind of sad.
Considering the way that they have beaten the Patriots up and taken them to task in the press and the public opinion has swayed so negatively towards them and Tom Brady, yeah, I do, guys.
Where's your apology for showing up Monday when Wiggy was here?
Ooh.
Where's my apology? Oh, I was a value add. What do you mean my apology?
Silence all week.
Silence. Everybody knew, Ken.
Listen, that's another one of these ridiculous conspiracy theories that's floating around, which is that the NFL is trying to distract everybody on the horrible officiating with Spygate 2. That's ridiculous.
Right. Shiny camera over here,
no,
everybody.
That is absolutely ridiculous. But I mean, I don't need an apology. I don't know who, like, I mean, who, you know how
Fitzy
bad.
Fitzy and Thornton need an apology.
You know how bad the officiating was. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
everybody, that's what they're supposed to do. If the protocol is you come out and you say our officials screwed up and they need to do better and here's what not to do in future games, then they're going to think it's okay. Hey, if you decide to discipline your child one day because they act up, and then in another one child acts up, and then the other child acts up, and you only discipline one of the two, that's bad parenting. This is setting a bad precedent for the league. Period. It is. That's stupid. You have to come out and say, we screwed up here. You have to let the team know that they were robbed of a rightful touchdown. You do. That's what they would do in any other circumstance.
What, does everybody get an edible arrangement
yes.
or something like that?
It depends on what you want. You could get like one of those nice little cookie cakes.
A chocolate dip foam finger.
Are we talking about a tailgate party or is that something actually? Okay.
Would you like a chocolate covered pretzel?
Maybe it's like a box of sandwiches from Cumbie's. Or those delicious the cinnamon rolls.
Here is a text that says, Ken, you are the definition of an idiot.
And? Well, yes.
He's actually an engineer.
Correct.
I thought he was a jerk myself. Seriously. Okay, so at this point now, the Patriots have to go into every game knowing that it's them versus the other team and the officials. Okay.
Well, they're not the only team that has been affected by poor calls this season.
No, so almost every team.
Break it to you. Every team has.
Right.
That was a hell of
a fourth quarter Jerome Boger and family put together.
I mean,
that was a hell of a fourth quarter, Greg.
Yes, it may have been.
Three calls?
Don't the Patriots worry about getting an offensive line that can give Brady more than a nanosecond to complete a pass?
They don't have to worry about that because they got the trick kicker coming.
Oh, right.
Oh, the tricker.
The tricker.
YouTuber.
Oh, here he comes.
What is the deal with this dude?
All right, so he's a former, he played in the IFL, I guess that's the Indoor Football League, and he's a soccer player, and he has a cannon for a leg and nails all these trick kicks.
What is it like by trick? What does he line up in the opposite direction and then nobody knows? And then all of a sudden he turns around.
Well, he says, watch, I'm going to kick this through the Statue of Liberty's torch and head, and then the Statue of Liberty disappears. He stands atop, he puts himself in a box over Central Park for an entire week, and next thing you know, makes
but
a field goal.
Literally, he is known. I just want to make it clear.
Yes.
That this is the desperate state that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, the historian of the game, has found it necessary to sign someone who is known as a trick kicker.
Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, who made one of the worst decisions possible earlier this year, and this has come back to bite them in the ass. They let Younghoe Koo go to Atlanta after they cut Matt Bryant. This kid was NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. I can admit to it, Ken. It hurts to my very core to see this kid thriving somewhere else. This guy could be the kicker for the Pats. He's great. He's nailed huge field goals for them. This would be one less question that they have. Now we have a guy who's coming off surgery 2 weeks ago who's a question mark at the kicking position. It's just another one of those things. This is just one of those years. You can see it starting to add up that they're going to go almost all the way, and then we're going to be sitting there in late January after they lose in Baltimore in an absolute junk punch of an AFC championship going, what happened? Was it not having depth on the offensive line? Was it not giving Brady weapons? Did the kicker come back to kick them in the you-know-what?
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like 2015 all over again.
So what, they come out in Wildcat and Edelman passes to him and then he drop kicks it? Is that how that works?
Oh, did you see the playbook yesterday when you went down there?
By the way, we've gone 14 straight weeks with Fitzy mentioning the special teams player of the week. I mean, that's never been heard on sports radio before.
Right. This is a new sports radio show for a new generation.
And I watched the Saban Belichick documentary last night. Even within that, Belichick talked about the Flutie dropkick. He is obsessed with that play. He thinks it's like the greatest thing that ever happened.
And whose arms did Flutie jump into afterwards?
Fourier.
By one of our own air talents, Christian Fourier, who's happy to brag about that on a regular basis. Greg, I've watched now enough film. I've watched enough games. I think if you boil it all down, the biggest problem the Patriots have is this offensive line. The offensive line is the biggest problem the Patriots have, hands down.
I think the best example that I saw was the Brady throw to Edelman to end the game,
mm-hmm.
where if he wasn't rushed from a positioning the ball point of view, that ball probably would not have been a fade ball, and it would have been... Could have stepped into it. Yes, 100%. And he had no time to step into it.
Now, serious question there. Brady has chucked and ducked more this year than last year, we've seen in his career. If it's the playoffs, does he stand in there and make a better throw to lead him a little bit better?
Yes.
Probably. But, I mean, lead... Zip. I mean, that ball would have been completely different if he had an extra second. I mean, you know.
Yes, the difference is, Ken, he'll make in the playoffs, they'll have games like that infuriating 2015 AFC Championship in Denver where he hung it after he took a biblical beating all day long from Von Miller and company, and he threw that pass on 4th and 12 to Gronk where he got walloped, and it was one of the 5 best passes Brady threw in his career. So, yes, he will.
All right, we got to get to what is trending.
Listen to Tom Brady's interview anytime on the radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. It's the Ultimate Surf and Turf Weekend, Friday through Sunday at the Nines. Try the Ultimate Surf and Turf. It's 8-ounce sirloin paired with grilled shrimp and fresh local scallops. The 99, always the real deal. So Roger Goodell met the media at the conclusion of the winter meetings in Dallas. Addressed Spygate 2. Here's a little bit of Raj talking to the media.
Roger, on the Patriots issue, what are your thoughts on the Patriots situation and when do you anticipate having a resolution?
Judy, I've actually been down here almost the entire time, so I've only had an opportunity to spend some time with a couple of our staff. You know, obviously it's under review. We're going to be thorough. We're going to take our time and make sure we look at everything that's pertinent here, and then we'll make a decision. And obviously, there won't be much time before we make a decision when you hear about it.
Well, they did reference the Patriots' past. That was a follow-up question. They're going to take that into consideration. So it sounds like it's going to drag out further than we initially thought.
Why? I mean, it seems like it would be something that is easy to settle.
Yeah, maybe are they investigating the employee? Like, you talked yesterday to a very high-ranking Patriots official.
Very high-ranking, Ken.
What were their thoughts about the full-time employee? Will he be disciplined? I mean, is there a background check on him?
I think that it's possible that person could end up not working there anymore for a mistake.
Death penalty?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't know what that was not a part of our discussion, but you think about it, there could be somebody who ends up, if it's a completely innocent thing, which I believe it is, people unfortunately end up losing jobs or being disciplined over things like that.
Patriots getting ready for the Bengals. 1 o'clock Sunday tonight, it's the Jets at the Ravens. We will join that game via Westwood One. And, of course, Tom Brady a part of that. 8 p.m. after Mutt at Night. He is on location at the Encore Casino, the On Deck Burger Bar. Peter King, by the way, joining Dale and Keefe today. Bruins and Celtics both losers yesterday. Bruins fell in Washington, two best teams in the league. 3-2 Caps the final. John Carlson, the game winner, broke a 2-2 tie in the third. Fourth loss in a row for the Bees there at Tampa tonight. And the Celtics lost to Indianapolis with a 29-point Malcolm Brogdon performance. And the Holiday Brothers, Aaron and Justin, 20 fourth-quarter points. Bees, a bunch of turnovers there as well. They lost Gordon Hayward to a concussion in that one. Huge signings continue in baseball. Anthony Rendon to the Angels, 7 years, $245 million. And Ravel put this tweet out, Fitzy. Garrett Cole, in the baseball season, every 2 weeks, the check will be $3 million for the next 9 years. He will get a $3 million check.
A $3 million check. And by the way, Garrett Cole's contract is worth more than the Pirates have spent in free agency in, I believe, 20 years, which is just a flooring fact. Ken, you'll love this. I got this from a tweet from a buddy, Will D. Mookie Betts has almost as many RBIs, more home runs, a higher WAR, higher OPS, is an MVP, and three times as many stolen bases, and is 2 years younger than Anthony Rendon as he heads into free agency. Who do you think Greg Hill needs to become best friends with ASAMFP?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That guy is going to cash into the richest contract in history, and I don't think it's going to be with the Red Sox.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, can we put a rule in place that when I am sick and fighting off pneumonia or whatever it is, I don't have to be abused by angry texters with regard to my opinion on the new proposed doctor questioning you about your gun ownership law here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Should we wait until you feel better to target you about that on the text line?
That would be nice. Okay.
What's the matter? Are you being attacked?
Well, I don't know if somebody just got, I mean, it was hours ago that we addressed this, and I don't know if somebody just got to work or something, but
maybe they were using the rewind feature on the app.
Maybe, Danielle. Oh, nice plug. But look at that 781 texter. I mean, they're outraged that I don't need the state to tell doctors they have to ask me whether or not I own a gun when I'm having a physical checkup. They can ask me about what my diet is like and about how many drinks I have a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they can advise that I need to lose 25 pounds and need to limit the amount of time that I am watching television and try to get some exercise. But I don't need them to question me about my Second Amendment
rights. They're coming after my guns. Oh, no.
No, that's not it, Curtis.
It's a doctor just asking a question about something that is potentially lethal in your home to see if you're mentally fit to do so that they could be possibly of help and assistance to you or your family.
Why doesn't this proposed law, then, ask the doctor to question you about every potential lethal thing that you might have in your home?
Because you have to start somewhere, and a gun is more lethal and more deadly than a knife or something else in your home.
Tell that to somebody who's been stabbed to death.
What was there, a mass bow and arrowing in Columbus recently, Greg?
No, Nick, there was
a crossbow. Oh no, another crossbow attack in Modesto, California.
Hey, there are. Come on, we had a recent machete attack in the news. I think it was over fast food. It was over a drive-through incident.
I love Rush Radio. This is great.
You're right. I mean,
the moon
bats
are coming for your pistols, America.
There was a machete attack in Barbados. We have to worry about banning machetes.
Hashtag pray for Barbados.
No.
Good vibes only.
No. Okay, so I'm guessing then that everybody in here believes that the state of Massachusetts needs to pass a law demanding that a doctor question anybody who is a gun owner during their physical exam, as if owning a gun is a disease of some kind,
It's not the gun that's the illness. The concern is for the conflict with mental health issues. And I would be fine with this if it had a very detailed, because I haven't seen, I haven't read the full text of the legislation. So I'm curious to know, okay, what do you do with that data? What happens later on? How do you handle a potential situation that involves mental health later? Do you automatically come and take the, I want to know what the guidelines are for possible removal of weapons, confiscation of weapons that are legally owned. What's going to be the justification?
Your doctor is not a psychologist. You're the medical doctor, the practitioner that you're going to see is somebody who deals in physical wellness.
But a lot of primary care doctors will prescribe medication for things like depression and anxiety.
I can get them from mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to go to a psychologist to get a prescription for an antidepressant.
And Greg, your mind has, if not some of, all of the impact at times as to how your physical well-being is maintained and handled. Come on, you know that.
But Daniel's question is a good one. Does the doctor call the police if they don't get the answers they want? Are they required to? What are the guidelines?
If you're having a bad Thursday and your doctor determines that you shouldn't be somebody who owns a weapon, then your doctor is going to be able to report you to the authorities.
There's a mandated reporting thing anyway. If you threaten to or say that you're going to harm yourself, they're mandated to report that. Let me finish. I'm saying that's already in place.
Right.
I know how the state works. Look at the vaping thing. Okay, we overturned the vaping ban, and now we're going to put a 75% excise tax on nicotine delivery e-systems, okay? Now, what's the next thing with the firearms? I am all for making sure that people are mentally confident when they're firearm owners.
Of anybody who's not for...
No, but people are going to lie. People lie. People that have an issue that want to do harm to someone else are going to go to their doctor's appointment and say, yes, I feel safe at home. No, I don't own any weapons.
Right. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world that they're going to pass a law in this state demanding that doctors question you about your gun ownership.
What is the downside, Greg?
Mm-hmm.
The downside is that there's not enough of a series of steps by which that they could say that they're going to do this legally. I think that there's too much potential for overstepping and overreach, where you have a huge gray area where one person could be determined mentally incompetent, who's fine, and have a legal firearm taken away, and then you have another person who's ready to go off the deep end at any second, who's allowed to keep theirs because
How many guns do you own?
Two.
What do you have?
9mm and a 38 special.
Okay, you have those two. Hold on a second. I haven't.
Oh, are you doing this?
I have.
You're going down this road, huh?
Well, yeah,
I know what you're doing.
I haven't earmuffed anything in quite some time on the program. Did you, Danielle? Did you mention that you had a 38 special?
Greg, I did.
Okay. Are you ever holding on loosely
no.
to that 38 special.
You see it all around you. Good love and all bad.
Nailed the post, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's say that you go there and that particular doctor on that day thinks that, oh, Danielle seems a little bit off. I'm going to make a determination right now that she shouldn't have her guns at her house. I mean, I don't know why that needs to be. When you ask me, Curtis, why I care, it's because I don't think it's the, we already have the police chiefs in the state of Massachusetts that are approving you for a gun license or not. They're already doing a check on you. We don't need to have, and where does it stop? Like when, like what else is the doctor going to ask you about that's unsafe for you to have in your home? I mean, do you have a snowblower that could be used as a weapon? Do you have a lawnmower at your home that you might not be able to operate or something? This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, gents and ladies.
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, so I am a gun owner. I've been a gun owner all my life. I'm in my late 50s, and I've never gone off the deep end and decided that it's time to do this dirty deed with the gun. But here's my question for you.
Yes.
We all drive vehicles, and a vehicle, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 pound car, I think, is more lethal than any firearm that I've possessed. And when do we start doing background checks and mental capabilities for people that drive? It's never done.
Yeah. Brian, as a matter of fact, I have said when Wiggy and I have shared the same airtime here on the show that I believe that you should be retested every 10 years up until 50 or 60, and then you should have to be retested every 5.
Well, no,
because there are more dangerous people that are not competent behind the wheel, whose mental whose mental faculties, whose vision, whose hearing, whose reaction time are failing on them.
Well, if you want to keep the people of the Commonwealth safe, the doctor should ask you a question about whether you can figure out how to drive down the Mass Pike without tailgating somebody or cutting somebody off, or if you know how to merge. But that would be a more productive question to be asked.
But going
by
back to the beginning of this, I presume the doctor assumes you drove there in a car, so he knows you have a car. So that's why he doesn't ask you if you have a car. He doesn't know if you own a gun at your home.
This question is not for the Danielles. This question is not for the Gregs. Maybe it's for the Curtises, but it's not for us. This question is, well, I truly believe that this question is for, you have to ask it blanket style so that maybe, just maybe, if you stop 1 in 1 million potential incidents, Greg, then it's worth the time. How infringed upon, how invaded of your privacy do you really feel if someone asks you if you own any firearms?
It's just a waste. It's a waste of time and legislation.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hello, Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
First off, the fact that Deirdre owns more than one weapon makes her that much hotter.
I know. Everybody's been texting in about that. She loves to go to the range. Take her to the range one day. She'll love it.
Oh, my God. I'll see you next week at down at Ernie's place. But, no, I was a mental health advocate in the United States Army. It was one of the classes I had to go through. And what I learned from what they trained me, I know how to not answer questions. Because, you know, when I came back from Afghanistan, you know, they'll ask you, how much do you drink? If you, and they put the range out, one beer once a day or two beers, and then they work it up. So if you have three beers in a day, you're an alcoholic. Well, then they flag you as being mentally unstable. That's the military. Yeah. And I get that. I am not going to, it's just another way. I'm going to lie. Do you have any weapons in your house? No. Yeah, I have an AR-15. I got a 9mm. I got a 38. I got shotguns. No, I have no weapons in my house, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's really none of the doctor's business. Hello, Mike.
Hey, so I work in the medical industry, and yes, basically this data is going to be classified with the race, religion, sexual preference section in the databases, which is now being uploaded to Google, because Google is taking custody of patient data, most of it, right now. So that's where this is going. I'm sure it plays into mental health, but this is the main reason why they're collecting it.
So they're going to have a database of everybody who owns a weapon in the U.S.
Yes, and this is how they're doing it. It's kind of a sleazy way to do it, but this is how they're trying to do it. They'll do it state to state so it doesn't look like it's federally imposed.
Yeah.
Ah, which makes sense, so that when Sergey Brin and company develop their robot army to take over, they'll know which houses will pose the greatest threat to them.
Yeah.
That's what this all boils down to. It's when the Google bots take over. It's like, oh, Danielle has two pistols. She'll be a little, she'll put up more resistance. But, you know, Freddie Air Fryer and his wife, the busker down there, Newton, they'll be a complete pushover.
What if the doctors are being paid by the robot overlords to identify anybody who could defend society against the forthcoming robot uprising?
Turn over all of your information.
I mean, wouldn't it be better to have a doctor ask whether you have an air fryer or you're frying or you're going old school deep frying and significantly causing yourself a weight gain situation?
My doctor makes all sorts of I like the fact that my doctor doesn't just sit there with a clipboard and go stand here, blow into this, let me look there, okay, it's fine. I like the fact that my doctor's appointment takes longer because he's invested in my wellness, because the more you invest now and set good habits and get the right kind of information, the less of a burden I'm going to be on my city, municipality, county, and state later on, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to play the look ahead game.
I mean, pretty soon they're going to be asking you, when was the last time you dared to use a plastic straw?
Oh, that's...
Oh, boy.
Ken, your laughter gives consent. Do not. It clearly says, do not feed the animals.
This is Matt from Maine. What's up, Maine? What's up with the calls today?
We've been working on them. I'm not sure exactly what's up with the software.
People are there, and then all of a sudden they are gone. This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning. You know, there's a lot of people in the Commonwealth who have concealed carry permits, who use weapons in the course of their daily lives just to defend themselves. You see it in tow truck drivers, delivery people, jewelers. So if you play this argument out, the flip side is it possible that those weapons are taken away from people who have used them to defend themselves in the past and will use them to defend themselves in the future? And you leave those people helpless and you see lives lost in robberies, carjacking, stick-ups, whatever it might be. So, you know, that's the flip side of this argument that I don't think anybody's looked at.
Yeah, no, I think you make a pretty good point. David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
Hey, wasn't 9mm Spaz's Tinder name? Just wondering. So I'm not a gun owner. I respect people that have licenses, do it responsibly, and equally horrified when you hear about these shootings. But with all due respect, guys, I haven't heard a valid answer to Chris's question around what's the downside of doing it. I mean, I've heard some talking in circles about what if scope creep, robot overlords. And in fact, this may not be the right answer for it.
Yeah.
But we got to do something about it. And
well, David,
I think
listen,
the fact that
I want to be clear. I'm not a gun owner. Like you know me, I wear glasses. I'm afraid of any kind of physical or verbal altercation. Okay. But I do believe that there are certain things in the country that are important rights that people have. For instance, this is the Second Amendment. The founding persons decided that it was the second most important one.
Yeah, back when we didn't have locks on our doors and we had invading militias. Yes, I understand. Right. It's you definitely need to have muskets and bayonets on the ready now at any time because the redcoats are coming. The redcoats are coming.
But do you think that there's, let me just ask you this. Are there a percentage of doctors here in Massachusetts, which happens to be a very blue state, are there a percentage of doctors who are anti-gun when it comes to their political philosophy, Curtis?
I would guess so, yes.
And you think that they may overreach when it comes to their ability to stop somebody from having a weapon? And it's not their job.
I do not believe they will overreach and infringe upon their patients' privacy and issues by taking away a gun from their house unnecessarily.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem here is the vagueness of the way in which this is written, because basically what they're doing is suggesting an amendment to one of the law Mass General Laws, Chapter 111, Section 237, where it basically just says the director shall establish a program for firearm screening and counseling. Goes on to say that patients will be screened for the presence of firearms in the home. If the director deems appropriate, regulations establishing the means by which and the intervals at which patients shall be screened for the presence of firearms and guidelines for safety counseling. It's such a broad thing. There is so
the term
much.
Director is scary.
There is so much.
Giving
room.
Doctors like, weird powers. It's just odd.
There, the proletariat just, is right. going to check and see if you have any weapons in your home.
Do you honestly think doctors have a pretty busy life? They work their whole lives to get these positions. Mm-hmm. Really care enough that they're going to start doing things within their patients' visits to ruin their lives and take away guns?
No. I mean, my question is just why every single day in this state there is a new story about how the government is controlling every single thing that you do from... Well, what you can use to celebrate your kid's birthday, what kind of flavored tobacco you can chew or vape, or what you can do in your vehicle when it comes to trying to communicate with your family.
Your doctor's job to make sure, or at least try to add to the wellness of your life? Make sure that you're trying that you are healthy,
yes.
that you are competent, that you're upright, yes. and then you can be a healthy member of society.
Yes,
there are people sometimes that do bad things with guns,
and they're not going to go into their physical with their doctor and be like, "Yeah, got a bunch of long guns at home, not in a safe."
What do doctors know about guns?
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to be an agenda based issue for the doctor. For
it
the
is
doctor
because
to
the government is getting involved,
guns.
Nick. Yes, it is. It may be not on the doctors.
I think you're presuming. You're casting far too wide a net when you believe that it all. All doctors are just now going to be like, here you go, big gov. Here's the information. Why was my doctor asking me this years ago, Danielle?
Is it out of a natural
curiosity?
But why don't we mandate that the doctor ask you how many different partners you've had on Tinder and whether or not you've been
They do ask you about sexual activity. They may not ask you because they're going to be like, oh, please, don't
they're
worry
like,
about
clearly
that.
No. Yeah, no. They look at me, they're like, sexual activity, no. Dateline Friday night, yes.
If this guy gets horizontal,
a nap
is on the way. Your Viking ship is already they're already putting boxes and goodies on there.
You guys all admitted earlier that you don't answer the question honestly when they ask you how many drinks you have per week. So what's the issue? You just say, no, I don't have a gun if you don't want to tell the doctor you have a gun.
Then it's a waste of time. It's a pure waste of time.
There is no downside.
Yeah. Why do we have doctors?
The downside is that, yes, if they do pass the legislation, it then exists within Massachusetts general laws, and there's too much room for them to have overreach here because they're not specifying if/if not they're going to take the gun away, they're going to do about it following that.
Yeah.
There's not enough guidelines. It's just they threw this little paragraph in just to be like, look, we're doing something about it.
Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, man?
What I don't get is why are they giving this authority to a medical doctor?
Correct.
I don't think any doctor should really be able to ask you that question, but if you're going to give that kind of authority to a doctor, wouldn't you give it to maybe a psychiatrist that has to do with people's mental well-being, not your physical well-being?
Yeah, but
I just don't see the purpose of it.
But Dave, people are afraid to, as somebody who has gone to therapy for years and years and years and believes in the benefit of being in treatment, let me tell you straight up, people do not want to go to psychologists. They don't want to go to LCSWs. They don't want to go to psychiatrists because there is still this weird social stigma that's attached to it. So the last thing people want to do is be like, hey, I'm currently on the FM airwaves saying that I like to go see a head doctor because people think that's a sign of weakness. So no, they're not going to do that because people aren't going to regularly do that. And of course, then you get into copay and how expensive it is. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that. So now, unfortunately, it's being thrust into the hands of your general practitioners and, other doctors and internists, which is obviously a difficult road to go down.
Hello, Jay.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up? So I got two things I want to bring up. One, I heard a previous caller try and say or equate owning a car or driving a car to owning a gun. One is a privilege, the other is a right.
That is correct.
That you can't equate. Yes, owning a car is very dangerous and driving a car is very dangerous, but like I said, one's a privilege, one's a right, and one's guaranteed. The other thing is, one thing that I think I kind of agree with the left on is having training for gun owners. There is no reason why I believe a gun owner should be untrained. I mean, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we're mandated to, you know, go through some sort of safety training, but we're not mandated to actually learn how to handle a gun. And I think that's very, very important in regards to having a license to carry.
Yeah. I mean, what about the male person? Should we have them do the question about whether or not you have a weapon in your home? Or
you see me down with my carrier. Hey, Alex, you want to come check out my gun collection?
I mean, about we're on a first name basis. Well, yeah. Our male
Alex
person.
Is a very, oh, very nice gentleman.
Yeah. What if the
package delivery?
Come on in. Sex chairs. Danielle's like in her nudies of greeting the package delivery guy. But why don't we just have the mailman go, hey, here's your bills. Yeah. And
got
also.
Any guns?
Do you have any guns? I mean, what? Like, where?
Oh, my God.
Where are we living?
There's no downside to that. I can't see a downside.
That is Wiggy-level dumb analogy right there.
Curtis, it takes the most ridiculous of this show's mornings for me to think I'm actually on Curtis Island. I swear to God.
I mean, honestly. Why wouldn't we just have the
Why don't we have the pizza delivery guy ask?
Yeah, why don't we build the whole
There's
plan
a real analogy there between a doctor who's gone to medical school and is paid to take care of people and a guy who just dropped out of high school delivering your pizza.
All right, let's have the podiatrist ask.
Oh, okay.
I know everything about
your feet. Oh, my God. Do you not think that doctors, that these people that go and they take the Hippocratic Oath and they sacrifice a seventh of their life in school studying your physical and your mental well-being, do you not think that they may be reasonably qualified to just ask a question that has to do with your fitness own a weapon?
Who's more qualified to determine whether somebody has the fitness to own a weapon, a police chief or a medical doctor?
It depends. I wouldn't say that a police chief has any more should or shouldn't decide whether or not you can own a gun versus somebody who knows exactly how the brain functions or can see the signs of somebody coming unglued or mental instability.
Maybe they're both qualified, Greg, in their own rights. Maybe the librarian could handle it. They're not very busy these days.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, it's a librarian?
JFC on rye. What are we doing here?
Well, anyway, that's a long answer to the texter who was enraged because I suggested that we don't need the state to mandate that doctors have to ask you about your guns during a physical, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
So distracted by the doctor gun question that we didn't give the Bruins tickets away. So I'm going to give those away right now. And if you are the 25th caller, Ken, is that the number that we should do?
I like it. Okay.
Why don't we go back and check and see if there was an offsides called during the previous discussion about guns anytime within the last 10 minutes. And we'll give those tickets away right now. So 25th caller, what's the number, Curtis? I never remember the contest number.
617-931-9931.
0937.
There we go.
Oh, Curtis doesn't remember it either. He's working.
That's
here
why
for,
we have both of them.
Well,
right on the screen.
Greg, you're going to choose number 25. I believe that was Kevin Stevens. Do you think he was well enough to own a pistol?
Hey, take it easy on Artie.
Please don't make me cough.
I apologize.
Yeah. All right, so call now and we'll hook you up with Bruins tickets. Bruins Kings is the game that you're going to go to. Bruins on a four-game slide, mm-hmm. so we'll probably start to hear that it's time to make a change when it comes to Cassidy, right? Everybody's
No. Come on. Big cushion. Played better last night. They are
fine.
Had a little malaise.
They got jobbed last night. That should have been a goal.
No, but in the playoffs, you don't want to get burnt by an offside. It's like a blatant guy was offside, goes in and scores, beats your team.
I know, but it's not the playoffs.
Having a black dog on his lap.
Hello, Jerry? Hello, Jerry? Jerry, who are you talking to?
I'm leashing up a black lab to take it for a walk.
Oh, the best dog. By the way, the best breed of dog that exists on planet Earth is the black lab. And the best one of them is Kobe Wobey, Coberson, my beloved dog. Go ahead, Jerry. What's up?
This dog's name is Gertie, and she's a service dog for a gentleman with multiple sclerosis.
Oh, that's who's a good girl? Yeah.
So what's up?
All right, so you know, this is troubling. A proctologist has no more right asking me whether or not I should own a gun than a state policeman does asking me if I'm suffering from ED or if I'm not having any other issues of sexual health.
Yeah.
If you don't see this for what it is, which is death by a thousand cuts, an end-around, long-term attempt to at least in some way, shape, or form, roll back the Second Amendment. That's exactly what this is. That's the motivation behind it. And if you don't see it for that, you're blind.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the proctologist, I don't know if this is weird or not, but I recently went.
The direct.
Go ahead.
A new show. I can do these things again.
The direct eye contact was weird there, but okay.
I recently went to the doctor because I'm over 50.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get my prostate checked, and the guy comes into the room. Tell me, I don't know if this, Ken, you probably haven't gone through this because you're not over 50 yet.
No, not yet.
But the guy
comes
into the room and he said, please remove your pants. And I said, okay, where do I put them? And he said, right over there on that chair where mine are.
I think you should call somebody. I don't think that's what's supposed to happen.
Nailed it.
But that's the guy you want asking whether or not you have guns?
Or do you want like Ricky Gervais, who was great as the doctor on Louis, who when he came in and told him about all his complaints, he's like, oh, no, I'm not worried about you. You're already dead.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey.
Listen, you're in Massachusetts, okay? It's one of the most anti-Second Amendment states in the union.
Yes.
You're naive to believe if they're doing this just for people's mental health. They're doing this to catalog people that own guns. You know, when Boston had the gun buyback programs a couple of years ago, they weren't targeting gang members. They weren't targeting illegal guns. They were targeting legal gun owners who, around Christmas time, who had legally owned guns, who they said might be endangering themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, put somebody in a safe shooting up site asking those people shooting up if they have guns in their house.
I mean,
let's do that too. Great.
Yeah.
Like, what? I love how there's like these militias need to be formed. We need to protect our property from the government. Like, this is the most outdated amendment in the history of our country. Like,
thank you, Chris.
It's absurd the way people cling to it.
Oh, speaking of protecting property, have you heard this new issue with married people where they're committing infidelity? But it's not cheating on somebody with another person.
Yeah.
It's basically financial infidelity.
Yeah, buy stuff and you hide it from your spouse.
Right, where they're like a third of all married people buy things and they don't tell their spouse that they're making these expensive purchases, like
it's my money. I gave you half of the mortgage payment.
Like an air fryer or something, and they're identifying this as a big problem in the United States right now.
There's actually a lengthy study that was published in the Journal of Consumer Research, and I think it was like 30% of married couples surveyed had admitted to financial infidelity, and they say there's a lot of ways in which it happens. And basically,
it's been happening since the time people got married.
Right.
I mean, and I'm sorry, but women are the number one financial cheaters.
That's because you guys don't understand why we need 900 pairs of black shoes.
You ever get into like a woman's closet and there's 14 unworn outfits in there with the tag still on them? What are you waiting for?
I still have nothing to wear.
What are you waiting for on those things?
The right occasion. or for it to fit.
So now people are committing financial infidelity.
Yes.
And we must put an end to that.
Whatever, it's your money. Have one joint account for the household expenses. Make sure you're not going overboard, and then keep your money.
Could not agree more.
Danielle advises separate bedrooms.
Separate bedrooms, separate bank accounts.
And separate bank accounts.
Obviously, if you're married or you're in a long-term relationship, you want to have the adequate savings, have the money for your house and whatever else you're doing. But, when it comes to you working and you working, as long as one person's not driving you into ridiculous debt, keep your stuff separate.
So you're advocating for like the 1950s when it's like, and tonight on the Dick Van Dyke Show, watch as Dick and Mary get into their own separate beds.
My grandparents had separate bedrooms growing up, and that's all I ever knew. And my parents were divorced.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, this is the norm. They both have their own room. And then when I saw, I'm like, oh, your parents sleep in the same bed? How do they get any sleep? Did your father snore? What's happening?
By the way, she's advocating separate bedrooms by choice, Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Not the other way around.
What's in your bed?
Hold on a second. This is Justin. Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm a firearms enthusiast, and I don't disagree that something has to be done with the whole gun violence thing, but I don't know if the doctor's asking you if you own a firearm is the solution. I question, A, if the doctors even want to get involved in the argument, and B, it's no different than the right saying we need to arm teachers in schools. It's just not a means to an end, and I don't think it's the right solution.
Oh, boy, you're going to get Curtis all worked up when you talk about arming teachers in schools.
Yikes.
No go on that one.
Of course not. I'm not even for that.
You're not?
No.
And arming teachers? God, no.
Let's add guns and solve.
Yeah, I don't think that, you have highly trained law enforcement professionals that, go through, staging type scenarios that even in a situation like a school shooting or a mass shooting, we've seen even over the last couple of years that people don't even go into the building. I wouldn't trust someone that had even extensive firearms training and range time as a teacher, because you can't predict what's going to happen. You get 20 to 30 kids in a classroom. Somebody comes in there shooting, and you think somebody's not going to get hurt.
You don't want a 27-year-old teacher fresh from a pool threesome to be able to defend herself.
Correct.
There should be security guards in schools now.
Would you be able to, so you're a gun owner.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to, defend yourself in your home? Would you be in my home?
If it's just me, I'd feel safer doing that. If I were carrying right now and a crazed gunman came in, I wouldn't want to put everyone else in here at risk, because I don't feel like my level of training or expertise or whatever you want to call it would be enough to engage in a situation like that. That's something I'm cognizant of. I enjoy shooting for sport. I'm not doing it for combat. I'm not training, and I'm certainly not training to do it as a defense. I like taking my guns to the range, taking them out, unlocking them, doing the thing, shooting, cleaning, locking them back up, going home and putting them away. That's my deal. But there are a lot of other people that carry daily in all activities, and they would feel perfectly competent in a situation like that.
Here's a text that says, Curtis is a huge lame today. You're a huge lame today, Curtis.
I don't know what that means.
Don't be a lame.
Don't be a lame.
People are so protective of these guns.
Well, it is in the Constitution there, fella.
Okay, there's a lot of things in the Constitution. It was written in, I think, the 1770s?
1780s, yes. Back in the day when you could legitimately worry about people that wanted to take their country back from England coming over here and arming all of the citizens against militias when we used to actually have to worry about uprisings and militias. But now, let's have everything in case it turns into the Purge or Grand Theft Auto, real life.
Well, do you know what we have to worry about now?
What's that?
China!
And Thanksgiving's under attack.
Seriously, there is not Curtis. I cannot believe it's Agree with Curtis Thursday here on the My Hell Show.
Thanks, Kevin.
The Greg Hell Show. You're Greg Hill, and I'm Greg Hell. It is the Thanksgiving. It is the most seriously. There, I mean, you make amendments to the Constitution for a reason. Why the hell? I ain't coming for my guns, bro. I love guns as much as the next guy that doesn't own any but has enjoyed firing them off. Dear God.
Oh, this person goes with the two. This is like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Mm.
They go with the two queen beds with a nightstand in the
middle.
In
between. But you still have to listen to the person snore. So if your spouse has a deviated septum, that sucks.
What is this, a Courtyard by Marriott?
Yes. Well, that's the, I'll tell you, that you do your thing, you have your sex, you do your cuddle, and then you both retire to your own sleep space because people sleep differently, right? So for me, I need it to be pitch black, can't even have like the red light that indicates the TVs. I don't even have a TV in my room, but any kind of ambient light or noise besides my weird ASMR videos will keep me awake. If there's light outside my windows, it's going to keep me awake. Yeah. I know other people that need to sleep with the television on, and that is a nightmare for me.
But what if you're a cuddler like Ken?
You can't cuddle all night. You can cuddle for a little while, and then it gets hot or uncomfortable, and then you roll away from each other and do your own thing.
Ken is the little spoon. I don't know if you know that.
I thought I would need to exercise later, but turns out I'm not going to be eating the rest of the day anyway, so thanks, Craig.
And by the way, was Danielle married previously? I mean, you have to play the game to give this advice, you know?
No, but I've lived with guys. I've lived with boyfriends before.
Several at one time.
No. That was
hostile. My God. Now I know how you cheer yourself up when you have a case of the Thursdays, Greg. You just commit and make everyone else's life hell.
All right. Well, anyway, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts attempting to pass a law in which a doctor during your physical would berate you over your gun ownership, and we'll see what happens with that. But now, are we finding out what's trending right now?
Not yet.
We're going
but soon.
Soon we will be. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.